WTFR.
Too hot for radio. This is the Saturday Night Special with Mike Sledge, only on WTFR, where thought is free radio.
'Saturday Night Sledge Special right here on the one and only WTFR, where thought is free radio. This is a new addition to the website, and I'm going to do these on Saturday for you to have something to listen to. This is the B-side to my show, News White People Can Use, with me, Mike Sledge. This is the podcast side, not live, but a podcast that we can really talk about some Jew shit. We can really talk about some nigger shit. We can rant and rave, and we can be the white nationalists that we are and be proud of it. This is Raw and Uncut Sledge, the Sledge Saturday Night Special, and it is great to be here on the first edition of this podcast. And let me just start it out. Let me just start this podcast out with a little joke. A redneck down in Alabama back in the late 1950s had his bike stolen. So he was walking through town searching for his stolen bike. And all of a sudden he saw a semi-truck, one of them old Ford semi-trucks. You know, the one like Cooney drove. Or down under, Cooney the truck driver. But he was searching for a stolen bike, and he saw this semi-truck driving through the town square in old 1958 segregated white nationalist Alabama. And the back door to the semi-truck, to the trailer, wasn't fastened right, and all these bowling balls rolled across the street. And they started bouncing around everywhere, and there are all these black bowling balls slamming into the businesses all over the town square. And this redneck, looking for his stolen bike, sat there and said, "God damn it. Oh my God. It's an invasion. It's an invasion. I just saw a truckloaded nigger eggs. And they were just dispatched into the town square, and they've already hatched and stolen my bike." Welcome, everybody, to this broadcast. Great to be here with you today on this Saturday. This is December 28, 2019. I got to say, loved Sean's show last night. It was absolutely amazing. Sean's show last night was absolutely amazing. He covered some topics that I find very, very interesting. By the way, one of the topics he covered that I loved, that I absolutely loved, was this topic right here. It was the sunglasses topic. Yeah, he covered sunglasses. Fuck these guys that wear sunglasses when there's no need to wear sunglasses. By the way, this topic also connects to Sean's, a.k.a. Surplus's, show last night in his post that he did on 80s rock stars. Where are they now? Corey Hart. He had a hit song. Sean said he didn't remember Corey Hart. Corey Hart had a hit song back in 1984. I wear my sunglasses at night. By the way, Corey Hart, Jew confirmed. But yeah, fuck these kikes and these fuckers wearing their sunglasses when they're not outside. What the fuck is wrong with you? A real Aryan man does not wear sunglasses in the house. A real Aryan man does not wear sunglasses into a fine restaurant when going out with his woman, with his wife or girlfriend. A real Aryan man looks another man when he gives that firm handshake and looks him straight in the eye. And you know this is Aryan honor. And there's no sunglasses necessary, because sunglasses are a Jewy way of being a criminal. Let me explain this. Sunglasses, wearing sunglasses inside, either means that you're a kike or a nigger, because those are the only two people, and stoner white trash, that wear this shit inside of an establishment. But here's what I sent Sean on I sent him a message. I said, speaking of sunglasses, the Jews in poker tournaments always wear sunglasses because they want to hide their next move to fuck you over. By the way, this sunglasses theory also applies to the Groids. The only ones to constantly wear these fucking things are those plotting to steal or fuck your girlfriend. A real Aryan man will look you in the eye, either to give you respect or to fuck you up. Either way, a real Aryan man will look directly into the eyes when either it involves the good, the bad, or the ugly. True shit. A real Aryan man is not afraid to conceal his or her blue eyes. My blue eyes will stare directly into your eyes as I give you a firm handshake, and I affirm that I am either your brother or your nemesis. It's either way. We don't wear sunglasses. We got nothing to hide. We are the master race with nothing to hide, and we don't wear our sunglasses at dark, motherfucker. I wear my sunglasses because I'm a kike. I wear my sunglasses. I'm a kike. Anyway, welcome back. That was Corey Hart. I wear my sunglasses because I'm a kike. Oh, God. The shit never ends. These shifty-eyed motherfuckers. They want to steal all of your money, all of your wealth. They want to take your property. They're living it up with their dual citizenship, fucking bagel-chomping asses. And we're sitting here with our dicks in our hands. Welcome back to the Sledge Saturday Night Special, the B-side to News White People Can Use. I want to cover a story right now that I find rather interesting. about the two white guys that were fired from the Georgia National Guard. And this is from the Washington Jew Times. Atlanta anti-fascist report gets two booted from National Guard over white supremacist ties. Can you believe this shit? Atlanta, two men have been kicked out of the Army National Guard after liberal activists uncovered their membership in a religious group with quote-unquote white supremacist ties. According to the SPLC, and you know you can't believe anything those fuckers say. And by the way, if you hear an ad going off in the background, I used to try to block it when I pull up these Jew fucking websites. Now I just let it go. I want you to be irritated with the ad playing in the background under my voice as I'm speaking to you about what's happening, because this proves, you hear it? This proves that Atlanta Antifa, the Antifa is connected to the Jewish corporate multinational corporate establishment and their fucking bullshit corporate law and corporate commercial law. I want you to hear the ads interrupting what I'm saying just so you get pissed off. I'm going to leave it on. I'm not even going to try to block it. Let their fucking distortion, there it is again, be a badge of fucking honor. So here's the thing. Brandon Trent East told the Atlanta Urinal and Constipation that the Alabama National Guard sent him a separation notice on December 14th. A spokeswoman for the Georgia National Guard said Dalton Woodward is no longer a member. She declined to comment on the terms of Woodward's separation. There it is again. Let it keep on coming, you fucking kike motherfuckers. Woodward didn't respond to a request for a comment left with his friend East. Earlier in 2019, the Atlanta Antifa, or anti-fascist group, published a report saying East and Woodward were leaders of the Norse pagan group Raven's Blood Kindred. The group is part of the Asatru Folk Assembly. And I want to say something right now. I know people in this group. They aren't even on the level that I do on these shows. They backed the traditional European roots and heritage, pre-Christendom, pre-Judaization. That's all they want to do. But guess what? Rosa Parks sounds even better. She was fucking paid off by the Jews not to sit in the back of the bus, but now us white people are sitting in the back of the fucking bus. They're not even giving us constitutional rights to believe in our own spirituality, to believe in our own religious point of view. They are raping us left and right with their fucking bagel, fucking Bagelian dialectic, folks. They are killing us. And this story, right here in Georgia, folks, is a testament to this happening. They were leaders of the Norse pagan group Raven's Blood Kindred. The group is part of the Asatru Folk Assembly, which researchers say endorses white supremacy. Harrelson County Sheriff Eddie Mixon earlier forced East to resign as a jailer. What do you mean? The master race can't fucking jail fucking groids that commit murder, rape, and sell drugs to our kids? Fuck you! Harrelson County Sheriff Eddie Mixon. When the report was published, Woodward was an active duty in Afghanistan. So there you go, folks. Another example of how we are being discriminated against, the Oy Vey establishment, against the system, the shitstem. They are coming right after us, and they are putting us at the back of the Jew short bus. Fuck that. We need the Aryan master race bus extended limo with skyscrapers and everything, because we built this shit. We built this shit. Make no mistake about it. Coming up in the next segment is Won't You Be My Neighbor.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba, listen to the radio.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood,
a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood,
a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
Hey, this is Mike's neighbor. I know a lot of nigger jokes. Hey, thanks, Mike, for having me. So, racist jokes.
Yes.
No Jew jokes, though.
Jew jokes are fine, too.
No, those are way out of mine comfort zone. And frankly, I don't care for them at all.
Let it rip, brother. Jew jokes, nigger jokes. It's all good here on this show.
Okay, all right. So, I don't really like doing too many nigger jokes, man. I used to have a black friend, but I sold him.
Keep going, man. By the way, they loved your nig-nog joke. I used that in my last show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The nig-nog joke was great.
Nig-nog. Love nig-nog. Yeah, well, I got some black guys to hang out with later. Well, they are. I'm just watching.
Perfect.
You know why the palms of their hands and the soles of their feet are white and the rest of them are black?
Why?
That's where God laid them out to dry. You know the difference between a dead dog in the road and a dead nigger in the road?
What?
The dead dog has tire marks leading up to it.
Oh, yes!
You know the difference between a nigger and a tire?
What?
A tire doesn't start singing when you put chains on it. Oh, man.
Keep on going, man. You're on a roll. Man. You're on a roll, nigga. Shit.
You know why their nostrils are so big?
Why?
So God, like, could do their face.
He had to put his fingers inside.
Yeah. Had to hold on to something.
The grand architect of the universe.
Oh, you hear about that new car they started making in Israel?
Oh, this is a great one. Well, no.
Not only will it stop on a dime, it'll go back and pick it up for you. Oh.
Oy vey!
So I have a Mexican friend too, man, and he told me why Mexico doesn't have an Olympic team.
Why?
Because all the ones that can run, jump, and swim are in America.
Build the wall!
Oh, man. Nah, down south, man. Mexico and Florida and all that. I like Florida, though, man. It looks like America's dick, like we're pissing on Cuba. I love it.
I love that. That's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good one. My Mexican friend also told me, man, that there's a similarity between really fat blonde chicks and bricks.
Oh, yeah, eventually.
They both
get laid by a Mexican.
Yeah, exactly. He also told me the difference between his screen door and his girlfriend.
What's that?
or the similarity between the two, rather.
What's the fucking difference?
Well, the thing they have in common is the harder he slams them, the looser they get.
When you run out, just let me know.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm just going to go hang out with my black friends then.
No, you're going to watch them hang.
I'm going to watch them hang out. Yeah. Right. And then give my Mexican friend a stick and blindfold him. And just watch the party happen.
This was my actual neighbor. And I have to say that I knew a Mexican landscaping company one time. And the guy that ran it, he called it Grassy Ass. No bueno. But anyway, this was the my next door neighbor. Won't you be my racist neighbor? All right, man. Thanks a lot, brother. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
I have to say that it is, you know, thank God that we are here. We are here. We are here. We are here. So, anyway,
1650 AM, Tunnel One to New York.
WTFR.
Where board is free.
And 107.9 FM in the Victorian province.
FM. Mm.